All right, welcome back, guys. We're going to be talking about goals and motivation. Larry, why is it important to have goals? Why is it important to...
Oh, my gosh. You know, guys, you know, Joe and I can show you the what. We can tell you what to do, but we can't make you do it, right? We can't make you get up off the couch and put the laptop down and start getting your marketing going, go out, put bandit signs, talk to people, get on the phone. We can't make you do it. That's the reason. You've got to set goals and you've got to stay motivated and you've got to be around people who motivate you. That's the reason that we gave you the scorecard, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the scorecard.
You've got to have the scorecard. You've got to have the scorecard and you've got to start filling that out and you've got to be religious about it. You got to do it every single week, okay? Like I said on the previous video, this could be the most important thing. So we're just going to give you really a short list of things that you need to do, but you got to get out there and do it. We can't make you, right? Nobody made me get up and do what I have to do every single day. I don't want to be on the phone all day long, but I know that very next call might put 30 grand in my pocket, right? So I get on the phone and I talk to these people. Yeah, could I hire somebody else to do it? That's my genius zone, though. I love it, and I do it, right? But if I don't want to do it every day, I don't have to. But some days, I do have to because I'm like, hey, I'm going to get a $30,000 deal maybe, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you some bullet points, some things that you need to do. Like I said, it's not going to be a long video, maybe 10 or 12 minutes, but it's some things that you need to do, okay? So number one, set some specific times to work your real estate investing business, okay? Some specific times. Maybe it's before you get up and go to work if you have a JOB, right? Maybe it's from 6 to 9 in the evening. Maybe it's from 6 to 8 in the evening. Maybe it's from 6 to 6:30. I don't know how much time you can put in this business, right? But set specific times. That way, you're going to get into a habit of doing it every single day, right? Every single day. Next thing you want to do is get around like-minded people. Get around like-minded people. Share your successes. Share your failures, right? You want to get around like-minded people so they can encourage you and help you. That's the reason you join local Facebook groups. You join meetup groups. You join your RIA group, right? That's the reason you do that. That's the reason you join the Small Town Profits Facebook group, right? To encourage each other, right? It's very, very important to do that. Next thing, which is just the opposite, stay away from the naysayers. If you got people in your life that are bringing you down, that are talking negative, oh, you're trying that real estate stuff again? Don't you know that's a scam? Nobody's making any money in that. What are you trying to do? Is this another MLM you're trying again? Right? Forget about it. Stay away from those people. Don't even tell them what you're doing. Right? Don't even tell them what you're doing. Right? The only thing that's going to cure the naysayer is a check, right? It's a check. And if it's your spouse, I don't care if it's a husband or a wife, if it's your spouse, you know, they'll be talking down to you the whole time. But as soon as you bring home a check, here's what they're going to say. Look what we have done, right?
Oh, yeah. It's called shut up money.
It's called shut up money, right? So, you want to share your give-up goals only with your friends. Like, I'm going to give up smoking. I'm going to give up drinking, right? Whatever it is, share your go-up goals with like-minded people, okay? Share your go-up goals with like. I heard that from Zig Ziglar, Joe. Share your give-up goals with your friends, your go-up goals with like-minded people, because your friends, they may not mean it, but they'll bring you down, you know, because misery loves company, yeah. Right? Hang around with people smarter than you are. Join groups, join meetups, take a rich person to lunch, right? Take a rich person to lunch. Take somebody that's where you want to be, take them to lunch, right? And hang around people that are smarter than you. Like Joe mentioned earlier about hang out at the coffee shops in the really nice parts of town, right? And you're on the computer, you're doing deals, you're on the phone talking about properties. You know, you're going to be, whether they're in real estate or not, you're going to be hanging around successful people in the ritzy part of town, right?
That's good.
So now here's some things that you need to do, okay? And we're going to leave you really with this, is create weekly activity goals. That's what the scorecard's for. Yeah. You can fill it in. You can edit it, right? You know, check in with, you know, your team, check in with your like-minded people on the Facebook group, or, you know, with your coach, if you have one, you know, and make sure you stay in touch with those people. Don't just do it 1 or 2 weeks and then fall off the wayside. Don't do that. You've got to stay in touch and make a commitment. Put a calendar reminder on your phone, on your calendar, if you have to reach out to people. Go to the RIA meetings. Go to the meetups. Stay in touch with people. Build some relationships. Find what's called, this is very important, guys, find an accountability partner. Somebody you can hold accountable and they can hold you accountable, okay? It's called an accountability partner. You got to find somebody that can help you with that, and you can help them stay on track and they can help you stay on track. How does that sound?
It's simple, but it's so powerful. No, in fact, don't let the simplicity of this think that, oh, this isn't that important. No, it's really important that you do this, because having this right focus helps you stay focused on what's most important, your revenue generating activities, making money.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know why my camera got all, there it is.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
I don't know what happened there for a minute. That was weird. So, cool. But guys, Joe and I both thank you for participating in this. I hope you got a tremendous amount out of it. You know, it's like I heard somebody say one time, ain't nothing to it but to do it. You just got to go do it, right? Just get her done, right? And this is a training that you can do. I don't care what your background is. I don't care if you're really smart about real estate, or if you're just starting real estate, or if you have a lot of marketing money or don't have marketing money, or if you're good at talking to people or not, it doesn't matter. Small towns are forgiving. The main thing is just take action. Joe, you and I both coach a lot of people, and we have our coaching students, our mentoring students, and the biggest thing about getting people to make money in real estate is the action part. Wouldn't you agree?
Your speed to income in this business is directly proportional to the speed of implementation, right? So, like, if you want to make a lot of money, you got to implement. They did a study, Larry. I maybe heard this from you, where they did a high-level college, university-level study, and they looked at people that were salespeople in organizations that made under 30 grand and those that made over $300,000 a year. Under $30,000 a year, over $300,000 a year. And they looked at what's the difference between those two groups. You know, it wasn't their college degree. It wasn't whether they were male or female. It wasn't the fact that one was better looking than the other, that none of that mattered. In fact, it didn't even matter how much sales training they had. What mattered most, the one differentiating factor that had the biggest difference, was the speed of implementation. It was those people that you know, when they said to a seller or a client, potential client, hey, I'll send you that thing, they sent it right away. When they went to some sales training and they learned some new techniques, they implemented that stuff right away. It was their speed of implementation. When they learned something new, they didn't wait till they had it all figured out. They started implementing it right away. And that's it for me. I mean, I think I see this over and over again with students that are successful and those that are struggling. The ones that are successful, they don't have to have it all figured out. They don't have to understand steps 7 and 8 before they start doing steps 1 and 2. They start implementing steps 1 and 2, and they just figure each step along as they go. And that's why they hire us as coaches, right? Because we're going to help them just focus on what's most important right now. Like, don't worry about all this other stuff yet, right? Focus on what's most important. Take that next step. Don't think like you have to have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. You know, we're talking about massive, imperfect action. You're not going to get it all right. You're going to make mistakes. Massive, imperfect action, and that will see your growth. So if you want to make a lot of money in this business and if you want to succeed, be a massive implementer. Just start implementing it right now. Stop waiting. Stop asking questions. Start saying, okay, I'm going to do this. What do I have to do next? Do that. Now what do I do next? Stop asking what if. What if this happens? What if that happens? No, start asking what next. What's the next thing I got to do? I guarantee you're going to have success if you do that. If you have,
man, I love that, Joe. I got to point this out. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next.
Yes.
I love that, man. I got to write that down too. That's really good. That's really good. Guys, you've got to implement, right? What we've been going through here is education, right? It's education. It's information, right? It's training. But what you have to do is implementation, and we can't do that for you, right? Implementation and application. We can't do that for you, right? That's really, quite frankly, Joe, that's why a lot of people pay us to coach and mentor them, is because we help them with the implementation and the application, don't we, Joe?
Yeah, but we can't do it for you. Right. Like, you know, when we tell you, hey, listen, talk to 5 sellers a day, make 3 offers a day. Like, we can't do that for you. We can teach you how to do it. So if you get anything out of this, please just focus on implementing what we tell you to do, right? Just take one step at a time and start doing it. You may not understand the closing process. You may not have any private money lined up yet or transactional, but don't let that stop you from marketing and talking to sellers and making offers. You will learn it as you go. Sometimes, you know, you got to jump off the building and you'll figure out how to fly as you fall. You got to trust the system. You know, like Larry, when you were first starting out, your first deal, did you understand how the whole business worked? Did you understand exactly what was going to happen through the whole life cycle of a deal?
And I had no clue. Oh. I had no clue. I was like 20 couple years old, right? And I did my very first deal, and it was 1986. I was 1986 or 5. I was like 24 years old, and it was an FHA non-qualifying assumable loan. I didn't know how to do that. But I took over somebody's FHA loan. I didn't even have to qualify. Back then, you could do that, right? I didn't know. Now I got to make this $300 payment every month, but I rented it out for $600 a month. And guess what? I'm making money, 24 years old, right? Okay. So, guys, you got to go out there and implement. Implement, implement, implement. Take action. That's the whole key to everything, right? So we really, really appreciate you.
Yes.
Participating in this, watching this, going through this, and make sure that you go through all of the training multiple times and join the Facebook group and stay involved and stay active and get around like-minded people. And we sincerely wish you the best.
Hey, listen, don't forget to go to Larry's next 3-day event. The information for that should be in the membership site, or just contact Larry's office, customerservice@larrygoins.com. Make sure you go to his next 3-day event, because he dives into a lot of detail on this.
Yeah, it's included in this training.
It is. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. All right, thanks, Larry. It's been fun.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.